You know, it's really fascinating to see how Dave Portnoy recently laid out his Bitcoin strategy. He's completely leaning into this conviction-based approach, ditching short-term market timing in favor of just holding for the long haul. It's so refreshing to see someone actually commit to that kind of faith.
It certainly is, but we have to look at the reality of the numbers. He bought in right around the $100,000 mark, and right now, he's sitting on a multi-million dollar paper loss. It's a heavy drawdown, even for someone with his resources.
And yet, he's absolutely doubling down. He's publicly said he's holding indefinitely, even joking that he wouldn't sell if Bitcoin dropped all the way to zero. It's that classic, almost defiant trust in the asset.
Exactly. That's the essence of the HODL mentality you see across the crypto community. It's about weathering the storm instead of reacting to every red candle or daily price tick. It's a psychological test as much as a financial one.
Which brings us to the real heart of it. Trying to time the crypto market is just so exhausting and historically unreliable. It takes a massive toll on your nerves.
That's a fair point. Digital assets are inherently volatile. They naturally cycle through massive rallies, quiet consolidation phases, and brutal corrections. If you're constantly checking your portfolio, you're just setting yourself up for unnecessary stress.
I love that perspective. When you commit to a long-term hold, you actually take the pressure off yourself. You avoid that emotional burnout that usually triggers panic selling or those impulsive trades we all regret.
True. Now, let's be clear. Portnoy's bank account lets him absorb losses that would wreck most people. But beneath that, he's highlighting a universal truth. To succeed in crypto, you need patience, a solid thesis, and serious emotional discipline.
So, how do everyday investors actually apply this? What are the key takeaways we should walk away with?
First and foremost, know your why before you buy. If you have a clear rationale for entering the market, those temporary dips won't shake your confidence. You'll know exactly why you're holding.
And second, you have to be strict about position sizing. It's so easy to get swept up in the hype, but managing your exposure is crucial.
Precisely. Never put in money you can't afford to lose, and don't overconcentrate your portfolio in one highly volatile asset. Risk management is non-negotiable.
Third, I'd highly recommend dollar-cost averaging. It's such a simple, powerful way to smooth out your entry prices and avoid the heartbreak of buying right at a market peak.
And finally, guard your emotional discipline. The market is designed to trigger panic and euphoria through headlines and wild price swings.
It's like a financial roller coaster. But the investors who actually win in the long run are the ones who stick to their plan, ignore the noise, and look at the big picture.
Exactly. Success comes from sticking to a predefined strategy, avoiding reactive trading, and thinking in multi-year or even multi-decade horizons instead of staring at daily charts.
I couldn't agree more. Now, we shouldn't blindly copy Portnoy's moves just because he's wealthy, but his public commitment drives home a vital reality. Crypto rewards those who can think in decades, not days.
Well said. Navigating this space successfully isn't about luck or timing. It demands preparation, patience, and a framework strong enough to survive the inevitable volatility.